B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
For the first time, we're debuting something called Quarantine Chords.
Oh, I have music for this.
I want to hear.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
The people are real. The cases are real. The social distancing is serious. This is the Quarantine Court.
Ooh. Let's solve this mystery. All right, we're going to have Jesse and wife Brenda.
Yes, and Judge Loren, you are there.
I am.
All right, everybody is on. Jesse, say hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
All right, so what is it that we need to be ruling on? Tell us the story. We'll start with Jesse, and then we'll get Brenda's side, and we'll make our ruling.
Hey, guys, what's going on? So, my wife and I have been married around 10 years. We got three kids. We both work from home. I'm a little bit busier than she is, though. I'm a CPA, so even during this time, I'm working a lot more than she is, and we used to binge our shows together, you know, and we got a chance, you know, to sit down and finally watch the TV. And now we're both working from home, and she's got more free time than I do. And she started watching the shows that we watched together. So
she's watching them without you. She has broken the binging rule.
Yeah, we've been watching a couple different shows, and it happened the other day. Watching the show, and I was like, wait a minute, what just happened? This doesn't make sense.
It's not where you left off.
Like, oh, I watched a couple episodes without you. I'm like, what? And she was like, yeah. I'm like, well, this doesn't make sense to me. And then I realized she's been doing that with all the other shows, too.
Okay, let's bring in Brenda. You're on Quarantine Court. Explain yourself.
Well, guilty, busted. Here's the thing, man. We're both trapped in a house. A lot of these shows are just burning a hole in my pocket. And, you know, he's a little busier than I am, and I just really don't want to sit around and wait. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Like, a push-up challenge or something? It's not going to happen. You know?
Okay.
I've got to catch up. I just saw Spencer Confidential. You know, the pandemic ones, I've been watching those, and now I'm hooked on that new one that just came out called, I think, Tiger King. Man, that one's good.
Okay, so, and Jesse typically watches with you, but from what I gather, Brenda, you're working from home isn't nearly as busy as the CPA's working from home, so you are jumping on these shows now. Jesse's not happy.
In fact, when I was doing the background on this, I found out that Brenda's doing that move where she signs in. She wakes up at like 7:58, signs into a computer at 8 a.m. to make everyone think that she's working, and then she starts binging.
Nice move, Brenda.
I mean, what are you going to do? Am I working the system a bit? Probably, just a tad. But boom, you know, it's a little background. I mean, we both of us super busy before this, and so we didn't get to really binge too much. Maybe something on the weekends, and now I guess I'm, you know, hey, binge shows or binge ice cream. I'm trying to stay off the ice cream. But
we have the Honorable Judge Loren, Judge Roy, and myself, Judge Maney. We have our gavels, we have our gowns, we are ready to rule on this, Loren. Why don't you go ahead and weigh in first? Where does Judge Loren rule on this one?
Well, I'm kind of not mad at the point that you're...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Watching something without him. Because there's so many hours to fill while we're on social distancing quarantine that you're right. Like, what else are you supposed to do? However, I think if you started watching a show together, even if you're going to watch it by yourself, you got to go back and pretend like you never saw it.
Oh. Interesting. Okay.
And I like that.
So yeah, that's my ruling. I think you guys got to continue to watch it together. There's so many things on streaming. If you are bored, you can find something else to watch, I think.
Honorable Roy Brown, judge presiding, where do you weigh in? Is it with Jesse, the husband, who says Brenda cannot watch these shows without me? Or is it Brenda who says, I can't wait for Jesse in these days and ages?
I rule in favor of Jesse. Brenda, what you're doing is just awful. And by the way, we're going to be doing this whole quarantine thing for a long time. It's a slippery slope. So I think the law book should be thrown at you. And I think you should be grounded from TV streaming just for a little bit. And so he can catch back up with
you.
Yes, he has to catch up because you've already watched ahead. So you're banned.
Are you out of order?
Yeah, Doug, you kicked his contempt to court.
Oh, man.
That's my ruling. I rule in favor of Jesse.
So it's down to the honorable Maney.
Yeah, you are the one deciding factor here.
Anything, any last words, Brenda or Jesse, husband and wife? By the way, you guys are in the same house right now, I presume. What room are you in, Jesse?
I am in the bedroom.
Where are you, Brenda?
No, I'm in the living room, staring at my remote control.
We called you, so...
Yeah, you're in front of the TV right now, Brenda.
Yeah, my hand's like hovering over the remote control. It's all sweaty and hot right now.
Not if Maney agrees with my ruling.
It sounded dirty.
No, it did.
Yeah.
Brenda, I have to side with the honorable Judge Roy on this.
Yeah.
There is enough shows out there that Jesse probably isn't even going to be into that you can watch without him being part of it. There's got to be plenty of shows for you to stream, right, Jesse?
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
You're not on every single show that Brenda's into.
No.
Yeah, so Brenda, watch those shows, and then when Jesse gets a couple, an hour or 30 minutes, throw on one of the shows that you guys watch together. But you gotta wait for him.
Or here's an idea. Work. That's what you're supposed to be doing. How crazy is that?
Hysterical.
I mean, what kind of binging, what kind of parenting are you doing? You have three kids. Just Roy said he called you earlier and heard the kids screaming.
They're self-sufficient.
They're self-sufficient.
They are.
All right. That is it. The court has spoken.
We rule in favor of Jesse. You cannot watch any more of those shows, Brenda.
Man.
All right.
Just don't let him know if you do.
Oh, Lorraine, don't even. Well, why give them?
she's going to do it.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for coming on the first ever quarantine court. And by the way, if you have a court case that you would like to bring to the quarantine court, feel free to do so. Just email us at the MRL show, or you can hit us up on our socials at the MRL show and private message us there, and we'll try and solve an issue, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks, Brenda.
Still to come.
That went well. And just like Judge Judy, that was just as stupid and meaningless. The TV shows.
You say meaningless. That is a legit issue.
I know.
Brenda is streaming without Jesse. How dare she? And I love that Lorraine disagreed with us.
I know. Lorraine's like that Rhode Island judge. Have you seen that?
I love that show.
Have you seen that?
Caught in Providence?
Yeah, where that judge is way too nice to everyone. That's Lorraine. Lorraine's afraid to put the rule of law on anyone.
I wasn't afraid. I was siding with Brenda.
Well, listen, nobody was going to the chair if we ruled against them on this. Okay, hey, don't go anywhere. 10 minutes. Lorraine is experiencing these, and it's freaking her out. We'll tell you about it around 8:20.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.